Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-word. Tonight, I've got Laura, and I hope I say this right, Laura Terstanjic of GoTopless.org tonight. So, if you feel like taking off your shirt, give us a call, 646-929-2037. And even if you don't want to take off your shirt, give us a call. 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. Also, I know some of y'all are too shy to call in. Feel free to email me. dick@smoothdrama.com is the email. And you can add me Facebook, Twitter, tag my yearbook, my Tubly. Twitter, I'm Smooth Drama. You can follow me there. Everywhere else, I'm Dick Hugger. You name the social network, I'm Dick Hugger. Add me. I'll add you back. It's all good. I like to have that kind of social discourse with you. Unfortunately, we give the first shout out to my co-host who will not be with us tonight. She has a family emergency, so we'll wish her well, and our thoughts and prayers are going out to her and her family. And before I get started with the show, I want to make my first comment. Nivea can kiss my ass. Nivea, the face product, whatever you want to call it, they can kiss my ass. And we'll get into that later. I want to talk about something that's more important to me than Nivea. And that's French snail racing. This is the order. This is how I'm putting Nivea down, which I'll be doing all show. Snail racing is more important to me than Nivea. And for those of you who don't know, snail racing, I guess, is very, very popular in France. We're talking about they're in their 43rd installment of snail racing, where I guess they put all the snails in a circle on a big round table, whatnot, and the first one to the edge wins. The rest of them get eaten. Escargot. I don't think that I'm gonna go that way, but whatever. I'm like, it's a literal race for your life with the snail racing championship. I just have one question, though. You have to have a lot of time on your hands, right, to watch snail racing? I mean, your life is so exciting. Well, snail racing is so exciting. You're like, oh, my God, I got to watch it? Really? All right. And so we're clear. Snail racing is more important to me than Nivea. Anyway, speaking of more important things, if you're in San Jose or in the outlying areas of San Jose, you're kind of in trouble. I guess because of deep cuts to San Jose Police Department. The police agency there are making changes to its response policy. As a result, anonymous noise complaints, burglar alarms, and non-injury car crashes will now fall under the category of non response. Now, I'm guessing that's not going to go over well with ADT, Bay Alarm, all the folks that's out there selling these security alarms, talking about, yeah, police reaction time. May just come out and say, well, your burglar alarm can go off, and it doesn't matter. We not coming. Cool, huh? You think about that for a second. The police are probably not going to come unless somebody has literally pulled a gun on you, is about to shoot you, or has shot you, or they've actually done some physical violence to you. The threat, the actual threat of violence not escalated is more than likely not going to warrant a response. Now, I don't know about y'all, but that is really, really scary. You think about that for a second. Something has to actually happen for the police to show up. Yeah. Crazy, huh? Ooh, it only gets worse. And you think, you still, even though they make the cuts, you still, they're not going to cut your taxes in that area. Which is funny. You know, they can cut services that help the people, but they won't cut the taxes that are supposedly going towards that help. So, this is really taxation without representation or something along them lines. I don't know. I'm just a guy that hates Nivea products, and I've got my afro on tonight, and I've got my big beard. We'll talk about that later. I'm just going to just keep expressing my dislike and distaste with Nivea. And speaking of distaste, there's a teacher who was fired, a Heather Birkbacher, who was fired for pumping breast milk at work. Can't talk today. And this is, she worked at the Rocky Mountain Academy of Evergreen in Colorado. And her contract was not renewed because she says they had a problem with her because she would milk herself for 20 minutes a day so she can, you know, have milk for a child. And I guess, I don't know. I've never lactated, and I don't suspect that I ever will, but I've been told and have read that, you know, women can leak in excess milk, and so she milks herself. Anyway, to make a long story short, the school was like, maybe you need to, instead of milking yourself, maybe you need to add the supplement, you know, like the canned milk as opposed to your breast milk that you're pumping, because I guess whoever was subbing for her for 20 minutes, 3 days a week, was, they didn't want to do it any longer. So it all came tumbling down to that. Kind of crazy. And it, yeah, milking herself. I've never understood the hate for breasts. And I guess we're going to go into this after the break here. But there's just an insane hate of breasts for some odd reason. I don't know. It's not mine, but I guess for some people, the thought of breasts and all that is just way too much. Anyway, going on break here. This is Illcential, Illy Tal.
K tell it.
Making that first place my birthplace. Look, even in the worst case, in the very first second I can reach home plate from third base. No short stops, no rest still. I'm prepared when the ball comes from left field. You try and hit me with a pitch that I can't feel. My fan base is one base you can't steal. We are not on the same lane, the same group. Wishing you had the same game, the same loop. Paul Arabic, and know we're swinging for the fences. So call me the Babe Ruth, the Babe Root. And I lead like a QB, I'm Drew Brees. To these rappers and jerseys, I'm like 2-3. Try and counterfeit the flow. I do what Louis V did to MTV and Sony BMG. And put a stop to it into this max shit. I'm with Pacino and De Niro, all the actors. And I am to this rap shit. What France, UK, and Italy is the fastest. I saw blasting, but no bullets, cuz. Truth hurts even more than a bullet does. Even if I wanted to, now I could have buzzed. Big future to the bullet bar. On the grind, every day. Never lose when I play. You know a brother on the tap keeps flowing. Until they realize that a brother keeps going. Cause I'm on the grind. Never lose when I play. You know a brother on the tap keeps flowing until they realize. Yo, look, you might as well throw the towel in and get on your Pete Rose shit and bet against yourself, cause you won't win. All I know is you're good, but nobody ever wanna fuck with you. You're Terrell Owens. Getting iffy, homie, that's wrong. You ain't doing shit, they been grinding too long. Can't blame them when they ask me to put them on. They just wanted a short win, words from LeBron. On the grind, every day, never lose when I play. You know a brother on the tap keep flowing until they realize that a brother keep going. Cause I'm on the grind, every day, never lose. When I play, you know a brother on the tap keep flowing until they realize that yeah, it's the ill bitch.
Can anybody see the
know what I mean? That Jersey flow. Ronan, what up? I ain't forget you this time, homie.
Called Illy Tal, for those who didn't know. I knew, but that's because I'm a DJ. Anyway, right now, we're going to get our guest for the night on the phone here. Yeah. So go stop for a minute. It's a warm night. Not offend nobody.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to Smooth Drama. How you doing?
I'm very good. How are you doing?
I'm good. You know.
I was wondering. I was thinking you were forgetting to get it. You were forgetting about me.
No, I can never forget about you.
I have to tell you, in commemoration of our interview and this Sunday that's coming up, I'm sitting here having dinner with my three girlfriends, and we decided to have a topless dinner in the name of Topless Go Topless Day.
Wow. Hey, where was my invite?
Well, you're here right now.
All right. Well, speaking of being topless, I mean, I guess the question is, why are people so afraid of women's breasts? Why do you think that is?
I have to say that, you know, like through the history of the women's suffrage over like the last 100 years, women's ankles used to be really dangerous, and then their wrists were really dangerous, and then their collarbones and their belly buttons were really dangerous. But, you know, people seem to have gotten over it and accepted them in society, and now the last little bit of flesh that surrounds, you know, the square inch of called their nipple seems to be really life-threatening. So, you know, it disturbs a lot of people. And we're here to say Go Topless Day is a day to tell people that there is nothing dangerous about breasts. They're very family friendly.
Yeah. I don't know anybody in my circle that are like, nah, man, women shouldn't be topless. I haven't met that person yet.
That's absolutely right. Well, the funny thing is we have a lot of people that are, you know, what's toplessness going to do for society? How is this going to change? You know, tell me about a different cause and I'll come down and help. But when you look at, you know, when we talk about freedom and equality, if it says in the Constitution that men and women are equal and we stand true to that and that we don't have those rights, then we're not practicing freedom. We're not practicing, you know, the respect of the Constitution.
Yeah. I mean, but see,
right?
You're right. I'm with you. I don't even think it's a constitutional issue. I mean, because you're saying it's a constitutional issue whether or not I wear a shirt or not.
Well, it's a constitutional issue to say I have freedom to do what I want with my body.
Oh, no.
I have the freedom to, you know, we have religious rights, we have gender rights, we have racial rights, but for me to take my top off and to say that it's illegal and it's obscene and I could get arrested because I show my breasts is absolutely unconstitutional, and it doesn't support my freedom to exist as a human being on this planet equal to my fellow brother, which is yourself.
Yeah.
Correct?
I agree. See, I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying it shouldn't even go to the Constitution. I'm saying that if I can take off my shirt, you should be able to take off your shirt too.
Exactly. And that's why Go Topless is all about all, you know, all or none. Either women get the right to take the shirt off or men should have to wear a bikini top or a shirt wherever a woman has to wear a shirt.
Yeah, that.
And hence that's why we're asking men to come out to protest and wear bikini tops or bras to basically show how silly it is that, you know, if we have to cover our tops, then so do they.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be out there in support. I don't know about the wearing the bra. It look a little too restrictive to me.
We'll have lots of bikini tops, big ones, small ones, all different sizes. If it's a size matter, no problem. Or you can even put some duct tape on your nipples, because, you know, it's actually legal to wear pasties.
Yeah, I mean, that's the other thing. I mean, as you know, and it's part of your advertisement where you show men with breasts and nipples out, and the women, of course, can't.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been perplexed by that. I don't understand because we watch National Geographic. You see the books of Native people all the time. They walk around with no shirts on, and it's all good.
Well, I mean, when you think about it, the original, you know, before the settlers came here from Europe, you had Native Americans, the same with the Hawaiians and the Polynesians. They were topless on the beach, and it was the, you know, the early settlers that brought the Bible and said that this was dirty and obscene and you needed to cover up and it wasn't God's way. So, you know, it's unfortunate that the puritanical, like, mindset has come in to make the body look like a dirty thing. And if you go over to Europe and other parts of the world, it's not looked at that way. And, of course, there are other parts of the world that women obviously, like, are wearing burkas and can't even show their face.
Right.
So, you know, you can see like a really big spectrum on where human beings are at in understanding what freedom is, what understanding what equality is, understanding what respect is. And I think when it comes down to it, if human beings were just able to respect and accept people for whatever their choices may be, then obviously we could all get along, but that's not the case. So, and that's why we do protests like this, so that we can help people wake up and realize that there's nothing wrong with a woman's breasts, and it is a matter of equality.
Right. No, I agree. I think it's always been about control. I mean, obviously, when you go to some parts of the world where women in 115-degree weather have to be fully clothed.
Exactly. It, yeah, of course, because it's all about control, exactly. And you see it throughout history, and it's lucky that we do live in a Western society where there is a little bit less of that, a little bit, because we still see it in other ways in our society in America. And, of course, you know, the governments are trying to keep the grip of it over the top of women to say, no, we're going to arrest you and put you in jail and give you a file with, you know, sex offenders and pedophiles for showing your breasts.
Right.
And that, to me, is absolutely ludicrous.
Yeah, I mean, because basically they're saying that you're a sex offender. Because,
a sex offender, exactly.
Because you don't have on a shirt.
Exactly.
I mean, that's the most Mike Tyson ludicrous thing I've heard.
It's ludicrous.
Yeah. Now,
exactly.
Now, I know there's. I was reading in some of the criticism of you guys where they say that you advertise the so-called skinny and beautiful women. You want to address that?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, we could say, you know, that there's a discrimination, but if a man has a double C cup and is overweight and has breasts that are bigger than my B cup, you know, that's okay. You know, so the whole point is that this person has breasts. This man has man boobs. It's not just a flat chest, because a lot of people say, oh, well, I don't have boobs. I don't need to wear a bra if I'm a guy. But they have man boobs, and, you know, it's B or a C cup, but they don't have to cover it up. And to me, it's much more disturbing to see someone who has disrespected their body in being obese than it is for someone to say, I just want to be free and have my shirt off. At the end of the day, I think everyone should be able to be topless, whether you're obese or not, or male or female, because it's not my right to say that someone else shouldn't because they're obese. But the point is, they have that freedom, and they do have breasts, and they are overweight, and. So, you know, okay, on the website there's slim women in the pictures. Well, those are the women that were at the protest. So, you know, then we do have big women, we have small women, you know, everybody who is there. But obviously there are quite a few people that are obese that don't want to take the shirt off because they don't feel well being naked in general or being topless in general, male or female. So that maybe that's why you don't see them at the rallies.
Yeah. No, I agree with you there also.
We're definitely not prejudiced against, you know, obese people, but that the photograph is basically making a point that a man has breasts that are bigger than the woman's breasts in the picture next to him. That's why we use that photograph.
Okay. Well, I know I saw that, and I was reading some of the criticisms, and some of the criticisms were so funny, and the prejudice of the people and their irrational arguments.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like that they were the guys who were attacking your founder. Like, well, they believe in aliens, and there's something wrong with them, and this is just
right.
A moral path.
Well, it's interesting, too, because a lot of guys say, oh, well, you know, it was founded by a man. Well, the thing about it is that the philosophy that Rael stands behind is one that is about nonconformism, non-judgmental, and absolute equality and freedom for all human beings. And he talks about that in what he talks about in general is you know, over the planet, if we want to have peace on this planet, then we have to absolutely respect and honor each human being for what they are and who they are. And that has to start in the smallest actions down to, you know, racial prejudice, to gender prejudice, to sexual prejudice. I mean, he's for, you know, same-sex marriages. He's for, you know, absolute liberation of who we are as human beings because, you know, and it's about freedom because a lot of people say, well, if it's about going topless, I don't want to go topless. Well, it's not about you have to go topless. It's about having the freedom of choice.
Right.
It's my choice whether I want to go topless or not. Like, it's my choice if I want to have an abortion or not. It's my choice if I want to be Christian, Catholic, Buddhist, Raelian, you know, whatever my philosophy is. And if I have total respect from everyone around me for my choices, then I can truly be free in this world. But if I don't have that freedom and that respect, then I'm constantly going to be bombarded by people that are judging me and people that are having an opinion about what I am and what I do, which is going to stop me from living totally free because I'm going to be scrutinized every way I turn. So most people, what they do, they live inside the box, they live in conformity, and they live comfortable without taking any risks of being who they really want to be.
Well, yeah.
Because you have to take a risk in this world to really be who you want to be. You have to take a risk to express what you are and you know, to say how you really feel, et cetera. And I think that that is what this whole thing is, you know, gender equality and the whole topless laws is basically standing on exactly that.
Right. No. See, and that's where people get stuck in the argument, like the, when they say it's immoral, and they'll say because you're promoting the nakedness, it's like the whole if a woman is looking sexy, she was asking for it when she was raped, as opposed
wow, right.
to on the individual who thinks something. Who did the rape and think something is wrong
right,
with them?
Right,
they deserve.
Well, this again is going back to the whole, you know, the government and society looking as women as a sexual body. You know, just because a man doesn't have bigger breasts doesn't that a woman doesn't find him sexy. I can look at a beautiful man and get aroused just by looking at him from a distance. I don't have to see his chest to see if he's sexy. I don't, you know, I can look at someone's eyes and be aroused. Why does it need to be a body part that needs to make someone around? You can look at someone's feet and get excited. So it's not about, you know, the breast or the hand. It's about what the brain is telling you. And if someone is not in control of their own brain to say, oh, a girl had her breasts out, so I raped her. I'm sorry, officer. You know, I mean, that's absolute ignorance.
Right.
And, you know, and I think that this is where people have to take responsibility for their actions, the way that they think, the way that they react. But the things around them, and I think that we find that on Go Topless Day, that like the sensationalism of seeing women with their tops off, you know, for the first hour, and then after the first hour, guys lose interest. It's like, oh, okay, what's the next thing that's going to stimulate me?
Right.
You know, and they it's not as exciting anymore because they've taken their pictures and they've, you know, giggled about it with their friends, and now it's like, oh, okay, now I've seen the breasts. Next.
Well.
So, you know, I think it depends on, again, who the person is, and we have to look at this country as saying, okay, grow up, America, look at the rest of the world, or at least Western Europe, that there's been grandmothers and aunts and babies and nieces and daughters that have been topless on the beach for years, and there's a lot less crime going on in Europe than there is in America.
True, and I think just piggybacking on your point, people, once they see it, it's like, okay, it's just breasts, and I don't see the whole fascination. I don't see the fascination when it's like it's breasts. You've seen them before. I mean,
exactly.
Is it that?
In your condom when you were a child, and you know whether you see them in magazines or not. But again, you see the media controls that a lot because they keep sexuality as something dirty, like pornographic.
Right.
And, you know, you don't see breasts in the mainstream, whereas like in Europe you see a soap commercial and a woman in the shower washing herself from the waist up, but it's not something dirty. They're advertising soap,
right.
You know, and it's a woman's body or a man's body, and it's exactly looked at as exactly the same thing. And it just, for instance, I mean, I lived in Europe for a long time, and, you know, violence, to see a violent movie, a child cannot go to see a violent movie, and they won't show them. But something that's sexual, most in America would be prohibited, is allowed. But in America, it's the other way around. You could be 5 years old and go see a really violent movie, but you can't go see something that shows nudity or sexuality. So again, it's like it's very interesting to say, well, it's really okay for me to have a gun and have that around my child, but it's not safe for my child to see breasts.
Yeah, I mean, that's always been the biggest contradiction to me. People look at, I mean, they'll say porn stars are worse criminals than people who commit violent crimes. When is sex worse than violence? And that's just getting off the point, because once again, we talking about the objectifying women and putting them as the box, in the box, as just sexual creatures only. Now, tell us what goes on at your different locations, Go Topless Day. What happens?
Yeah, well, what goes on is obviously in each city, we have 14 cities right now on our roster, and you can see it on the gotopless.org website under the cities that are attending. And, you know, most of them are having rallies or marches where they're having a location that they'll meet, and then they'll march across a certain location. Like in Venice Beach, we're going down the Venice Beach Boardwalk. Chicago, I think they're right down the pier. They're doing the air and water show, so they're going down. I think the beach is there. Miami Beach, they're also marching on down the South Beach Boardwalk. New York City, I think they're in Columbus Circle. So, yeah, there's a number of different things going on. It's going to happen over about 2 hours. There'll be a march, and at the end of the march, there's a number of different speakers and performers that will talk, and obviously there'll be a representative from gotopless.org that will do a little speech as to, you know, why we're here and what it's all about. And then obviously the media gets their interviews and photographs with all the topless and bikini men.
Yes. I will wear a bra.
I'll let you out.
Polka dot.
Yes, please. My girlfriend sitting next to me. I put you on speakerphone so my girls could hear what was going on.
Okay. All right. I'm down with the polka dot. It don't matter. I'll be there in support. Now,
I will make sure that the four girls that are sitting here now have a photograph with you. How's that sound?
That's beautiful. Now, I gotta tell you though, you know you're disappointing the people, as you know, when they thought Go Topless Day, they were thinking that it was a Sodom and Gomorrah type orgy thing going on.
Well, see, that's there you go, and that's why people think that toplessness means sex. You know, it doesn't. It's like, it's just because someone takes their shirt off to go have a shower doesn't mean they're going to have sex. you know what I mean?
What?
You know, that's where people. You know, what?
No.
Like, what?
Really?
No.
Sorry.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, it's for everybody to think about and to reflect on themselves as how they see the human body. And, yes, I can find a woman's breast beautiful. I can find a woman's arms beautiful. I can find a woman's feet beautiful. And a man's, you know, and I can find appreciation in the human body. When I am attracted to something, my eyes will look, and I will admire somebody. And if you can look at a human body and admire them and think, wow, they're beautiful, as opposed to, wow, that's sexy, I wanna have sex with that person, you know, there's a change in the brain set, in the mindset when you do that.
Well, I mean, I honestly think it's one and the same. And when I say that, it's, I mean, you're attracted to someone and you may want to have sex with them. I don't see an issue with that.
I mean, exactly. There is no issue with that, but as long as you know that if you don't know somebody and they have nothing to do with you and you put your energy on them, you throw yourself on them, whether it's because you saw them naked or you saw their chest or whatever, that's not respecting someone else's freedom.
Right. No.
And that's what men are like, oh, well, she had her boobs out, or all these girls are topless, I won't be able to control myself. Well, that's not for us to ask what's wrong with it. For the man to say, well, what's wrong with me that I can't control myself?
Yeah, well, that's the whole taking responsibility, you know.
Exactly.
People don't want to take responsibility for their
love. Always ready to point the finger at somebody else to take the blame for their own actions.
So, In that vein, in our current society and the climate in our society, where do you see your movement in the next few years?
Well, a lot of people have asked that. Of course, you know, next year in 2012, the rally will actually be on August 26th, which is the commemoration of Women's Equality Day, from the day that women won, you know, the long haul of suffrage and got the right to vote. And so we will do the 40th anniversary on the front steps of the White House in Washington, D.C. of August 26, 2012. And hopefully by then we have over 10,000 people have signed the petition, and we'd like to take this petition to President Obama and possibly to take it to the Supreme Court and get the laws changed across the country that we can actually change this law. Now, will it happen next year? Probably not.
Probably.
I would say it happened in the next 5 years, maybe. I mean, we've already had four states change the laws since Gotapo started 4 years ago. So, you know, I think that we're making a ripple effect across the country, and people are coming, you know, jumping on board, and you're seeing more and more Facebook pages that are creating their own events, and in people in their own cities that haven't even contacted us, that they just heard about it and said, great, I'm going to have my own protest and my own rally. And that's really exciting, because that means that people are saying, I want this, and right on, let's do it. So, you know, it's a matter of time. And a lot of people say, oh, but what about the Bible Belt states and the people that are very conservative? Well, yeah, those will probably be the last ones, and maybe it'll be a majority. And maybe their states just won't ever change the laws. But if the majority of the states do have that law changed and it is respected, then great.
Yeah, after living in the so-called Bible Belt, I don't know. They're a little tight down there. They're a little tight in the buttocks. They can't. They don't envision change well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's fine. You know, again, if the rest of the country can change state by state, because I don't think it'll happen nationally, but I think that the more it is recognized that women need to have the Constitution. The Constitution needs to be respected, and women need to be equal as men. Otherwise, the Constitution is not being respected. And if the legal system can't see that, then there's obviously something wrong.
Well, and this is my next question. Why do you think you don't have more out-and-out women supporters?
Say again?
Why do you think you don't have out-and-out more women supporters?
What is out and out? What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you know, you think that something as simple as women having the same rights as men, as far as being able to take off your shirt, whatnot, would have millions of people behind you? I don't understand.
Like I said, it's a number. I think that's a number of factors. I think again, women are also living in the same society as the men that are just, you know, that are holding this ignorance and this repression about the body. A lot of women don't feel comfortable with it. A lot of women are just as closed-minded as the men are about showing their own bodies or seeing another woman's body. So I think that, you know, it's just as important for a woman to look at why they feel uncomfortable about seeing another woman's body or about not even being able to be okay with their own body. Not to say that it's important that every woman be topless. It's again about the freedom of choice.
Right.
So the last thing that I would say about that is just saying sorry, I lost my train of thought.
No, I understand where you're going. I'm just saying I don't understand guys who don't support it. I've never understood the guy that's like, no, I don't see women being topless. There's just something fundamentally wrong with that. I don't understand the logic behind that.
And that's, you know what, but at the same time, you know, we there's a lot of people that we can look at and say, well, I don't understand why this person is doing that. I was thinking about it today, and I'm like, you know, look at people who tattoo their bodies. You have conservative people who say, I can't believe that these people would do that to their bodies, or piercings, or just the way someone dresses, or someone who has a mohawk, or someone who wears a business suit. You know, like, we all can sit and look at another person and say, I can't believe they do this. But the bottom line is those people have the freedom to do it. We right now don't have the freedom to go topless, and whether or not people are going to have an opinion about us, we still are fighting for the right to say, I want this choice to do this. I want the freedom to do what I want with my own body. You know, if I want to tattoo it, or I want to shave my head, or I want to go topless, that should be my right.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? And again,
I know exactly what you mean.
It goes right back to, you know, to the racial journey, to what women had to go through 100 years ago, let alone 50 years ago. I mean, it's been going on. Women were just stay-at-home moms that weren't allowed to have even their own career, 50 years ago. And now there's many more women, many more women living in the world today as career women. And even that is judged by a lot of men of
right.
the opposite sex. A woman's place is to stay at home with the children. So again, we're being put in a box in so many different aspects, and this is another chance for women to say, "Hey, no, I want to be heard. I want to be stand up and say this is my right, this is my freedom, and you need to respect me, the individual, not the gender, not the woman or the man, the human being."
Well, I think that's where the fundamental breakdown is, because you threaten a certain way, framework of thinking, where people are threatened by women who actually have a mind, have a voice, feel like they have a choice.
Well, look at 100 years ago, they were burning women on the cross for having an opinion and calling them witches. So, the fact is we're not in the dark ages. We're living in a modern time where science and technology is way beyond what we can imagine the future is, and people are having their own ideas and being able to express it across the internet and writing their own books and sharing with the world what the truth is about who they are. And that's a beautiful thing, because each person is so important.
Well,
but until we can gain that respect and go back to the basics of respect of our freedom to be who we want to be, then we're not going to go anywhere. We're just going to keep killing each other off at war. They let women go to the military. Women had to fight for the right to go and be in the military. Well, that was their choice. If you want to go and fight for your country, you should have that right. If that's what you want to do, great, more power to you. And in the same way, we have to fight to go on the beach topless, So I think it's all falls in the same category.
Yeah, somebody in the Bible Belt's head just exploded when you put the military and going topless in the same sentence. They're like, oh my God.
I hope so. It's certainly a metaphor. Boobies are about peace.
Yeah, that they are.
We all came into this world naked, and if we can't imagine that we're all beautiful as human beings, I bet you if we all took off, the clothes that dictate what our packaging is, the job that we have and the car that we drive, and we all walked around naked, the world would be a much more peaceful place.
Yeah.
I'm not saying the topless day. I'm saying that from Lara, the person.
I agree to a certain extent, but then I saw that movie Quest for Fire. I don't know.
Well, I don't know if we'd all go around grunting, but that wasn't people need me. Anyway, that was just a metaphor. I can't imagine the world all naked either. I don't know if I would want that. But
it might not be good in some circles. Some people need to have clothes on.
Right.
You don't carry yourself well. I think that the confidence is what you project out there. That confidence, and that's what you bring when y'all talk about having the right to be. Period.
Exactly.
Tell the people.
You'll be out there on Sunday, correct?
Oh, I will be out there on Sunday. Beyond Shadow of a Doubt.
Great. I really look forward to meeting you.
Yes, I look forward to meeting you too. Tell the people before you go where they can find y'all and if they want to attend the event.
Yeah, no problem. In Venice Beach, California, if you go to Navy Street and Ocean Park, Navy Street and the Boardwalk, right where the Boardwalk meets the sand, we will start there, rally around 1 p.m., and the march will start at 2, and we'll go down to the Windward Circle, which is in the main kind of heart of the Venice Beach area, and that's where the performances and whatnot will take place. And we'll probably be done about 3:30, 4 o'clock. So,
okay.
Yeah, and if you want any more information, just go on the website, which is www.gotopless.org, and there's videos and all kinds of information there that you can check out and learn a little bit more about us and find out if in the different locations across the country where we'll be.
All right. Well, I know I'll be there, and I encourage everyone out there listening, be there. Or if you can't be there, feel free to send me a picture of yourself topless. I'm just playing.
Absolutely. We'll have plenty of them, I'm sure. All right.
Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you. And I'm going to say let my girls say a goodbye.
All right.
Bye.
Goodbye, ladies. Y'all have a good night, and I will see y'all this weekend.
Free your breath, free your mind.
Yes. All right. Good night, y'all.
Bye.
All right. Oh. GoTopless.org. Y'all got to go there. And, of course, they have all kinds of, they have this specific event in different locations all over the world. So go to GoTopless.org, check out a venue near you, and get out there and take your shirt off. Guys, take your shirt off. Put the Band-Aid on your nipples, and I guess depending on if you have big nipples or not, maybe you can throw the bra on, whatnot. I have mine on. Y'all check me out. I'll be out there. Everybody come, holler at me, and I'm sure the girls will love to see you also. And on that note, we're going to go on a break here. This is Happy Birthday Hip Hop, Big Crit and Yellow Wolf.
Critical Production.
DJ Wally Spark, Spark, Spark.
DJ Break 'em All.
Yeah. Twin States, man. Alabama, Mississippi. Big Creek, Yellow Wolf. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
DJ Break 'em All.
I used to do backspins, no Adidas suit. In my grandmama's house, listening to cool. Straight out the country like a pair of boots. With arrow pulled back, Cupid shot, no apparel to match. I was hip-hop before I hopped to be hip. Some dirty British knights tied up, side set, yeah. Don't give me the spoon to cut my pie with. I get it, hand scoop the proofs under my eyelids. I was over the theater in that UGK, and that group home, in Skinny Pepper, Tennessee. And I knew the song. Mr. Cow, motherfucker, put your boots on. That's mustard, no gray poupon. Get a boys, trick or treat, let's go home. Deep dish D's, drop two tones. And I know Alabama ain't your birthplace, but I just come to celebrate. Happy birthday, hip-hop.
Yellow Wolf and Big Creek, on some new shit. We got that firewater, so keep your candles lit. Happy birthday, hip-hop. Mississippi, Alabama, and it don't stop. The dough slamming in the rim top. Twin states from the bottom, now we on top.
Yo.
So happy birthday, hip-hop.
I'm trying to breathe, little shouty. Just look what I done brought you. The very best that I possess from me, the country water. Like preaching from the altar, I break bread with you hip hop. Just show me what you saw. A peace of mind is what it costs. The beginning of the better. Return of forever light. P-Rock in the lab, no telling what we'll shift up. You find the real the flow once the bottom does settle. I was digging in the crate, just bring a folder in your shovel. Old school Chevy sprayed it, old Miss Rebel. My definition for lizard crawling in heavy metal. 808 basing, haters weren't facing. While you was kidding, playing. I was UGKing, say it ain't so, Chris. Bitch, I'm just saying, don't play me like no sucker. These Alpine leave you muffled. Country bunk and hella gunshin, tell them niggas take that. Happy birthday, hip hop, show me where the cake is.
Yellow Wolf and Big Creek on some new shit. We got that firewater, so keep your candles lit. Happy birthday, hip hop. Mississippi, Alabama, and it don't stop. The door slamming in the rim top. Twin states from the bottom, now we on top. So happy birthday.
But need a fried apple pie bomb, put me on.
Put them up,
Waffle House, jukebox, rock song. You see, I had to dig to find the hieroglyphics. My mama didn't know about that and the souls of mischief, yeah. See, the Bible gave me the Holy Spirit, but it didn't give me rap because I wasn't supposed to hear it, yeah. So I had to walk under them rebel flags, put my hoodie inside out, put Adidas on the tag, red hip-hop.
I think we onto something like a speaker on my chest, I'm holding back, they hear me coming if you check my current function. I've been body-bodied, the royalties within my jeans and they so out of pocket. Bet was full with popping, the foes and poets chopping, the swingers rolling pendulums and bottles kept bopping. Reminiscing on the golden time, freestyles and rhymes, over noise so organized. Bitch, we been here,
Yellow Wolf and Big Creek on some new shit. We got that firewater, so keep your candles lit.
Big Crit and Yellow Wolf. Happy birthday, hip hop. Oh, looking forward to this weekend now. I'm just going to cancel the show. I don't want to do nothing else. Anyway, I'm playing. Now's the time I get to talk about the people that I like the least in the world. That would be the dumbasses. And, you know, I got to start in my favorite place of Florida. But for some reason, things happen in Florida that don't happen in a lot of other places. Like, here's this Florida man, his dumbass, Charles Patrick O'Brien, who tried to kill his wife by crashing his car into the Waffle House restaurant where she worked. You know, he called her up and threatened to run his truck through the building and kill everyone. And, of course, he did. He came through and smashed his vehicle into the restaurant. She was hit by the vehicle, but she had non-threatening injuries. But needless to say, Charles Patrick O'Brien is not a smart man. I think he qualifies as a dumbass. Along with the jealous woman in New Zealand, because, you know, we international, what I find the intellectually unkept. This woman who was mad at her husband, as she had found some text messages about him and another woman, whatnot. So she went to go get him. Smashes her car into an apartment. Turns out it was the wrong apartment. So, you can imagine, she got caught up in trying to get back. She attacks and causes $43,000 worth of damage to the wrong place. Not smart, but hey. You know, and speaking of not smart, I've been talking about Nivea all day and all night, and the day before that, and the day before that, and the day before that, and them in their punk ass ad, which, for those of you who haven't seen it, Nivea, the skin cream product, whatnot, shaving cream, they do all that. The aftershave. They ran an ad in Esquire magazine, which stated, and I quote, "Re-civilize yourself." And in the picture, it shows a so-called kempt man throwing a head of a black man with an afro and a beard. About to throw it, like throw it away. Now, some people don't understand why that would be insensitive. And when I say insensitive, we're talking about you have a head in your hand. You know how Laura was just talking about over in Europe. They don't show the violence. See, a person with no head, that's not a good look, you think. But of course, if they would have had a titty in the ad, people probably would have had a baby, and it would have never got printed. But this one got printed. It's just showing a man about to throw the head of another man away because he's, quote-unquote, unkempt. So, of course, it prompted me to take my afro out of retirement. I had retired my Michael Jackson afro. A lot of people didn't understand why I had the afro. I was a big Michael Jackson fan back in the day. I mean, he had him and the Jackson 5, they had the big afros. I wanted to have a big afro, so I got older. I couldn't grow one. I just went and I caught one. So they made me break out my afro, my Michael Jackson afro. Just to say, and I didn't shave. I made sure that I was quote unquote unkempt, as they say, to say fuck you, Nivea. And I guess a friend of mine, Miss Ava Rogers, took exception to the ad, along with a lot of other people, and decided to write them. And she drew a response from them. And this is what they said. Nivea USA responds, "Thank you for caring enough to give us your feedback about the recent Recivilized Nivea for Men ad. This ad was inappropriate and offensive. It was never our intention to offend anyone, and for this, we are deeply sorry. This ad will never be used again. Diversity and equal opportunity are crucial values of our company."
Yeah.
But that's some bullshit. Because if you didn't want to offend nobody, you never did the shit in the first place. Just saying. Ads don't get approved without everybody seeing them. That's just kind of how it goes. Anyway, Nivea, y'all suck. And I don't use your products anyway, so it doesn't matter. And last but not least, there was the so-called baby mama who had her baby daddy killed while soliciting on Facebook. And the sad thing is because you're retarded enough to put it on Facebook where millions of people had the potential of seeing it. I'm looking further to, you have a child that's going to grow up parentless. Who will know that her mother, because it was a daughter, her mother had her father killed for a stack, which in this case was $1,000. All this reportedly over a disagreement. Now, a disagreement. Somebody has to die. No alleged abuse. Just a disagreement. I mean, and you look at the long-term implications. I mean, obviously, it's a child who will more than likely be irrevocably impacted negatively. I just wonder what goes on in people's heads when they do things like this. Just no thinking. Think, people. Think. But I guess that's asking way too much. Anyway, I want to thank y'all for listening. I want to thank Laura from GoTopless.org for coming on the show. I'm Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-word, for my homegirl, Miss 100%. Shout out to you and your family. Take care. Smooth Drama. We out.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together, you guys.
Smooth. Drama.